This is VOA News.
This is VOA News.
Tommy McNeil.
Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has brushed off calls to halt the military offensive in Gaza and vows to finish the job. A member of his war cabinet threatened to invade the southern city of Rafah if remaining Israeli hostages are not free by the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Israel's government has not publicly discussed a timeline for a ground offensive on Rafah, where more than half the enclave's 2.3 million Palestinians have sought refuge. The comments by retired general and war cabinet member Benny Gantz represent an influential voice, but not the final word of what might lie ahead. The UN Council is expected to vote on Tuesday on an Arab-backed resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, which the United States announced that it would veto. Algeria, the Arab representative on the council, put the draft resolution in a final form that can be voted on this weekend. Council diplomats spoke on the condition of anonymity. In addition to a ceasefire, the final Algerian draft obtained by the AP rejects the forced displacement of Palestinian civilians and demands the immediate release of all hostages taken by Hamas during their surprise October 7th attacks. Dwindling ammunition threatens Ukraine's hold on the 620-mile front line under withering assault by Russian artillery. Its defensive lines are in jeopardy. Ukrainian forces withdrew from the city of Avdiivka in the Donetsk region on Saturday after daily Russian onslaughts from three directions for the last 4 months. It was a stronghold for Ukrainian positions deeper inside the country, away from Russia, in the front line since Russia first invaded Ukraine in 2014. This is VOA News. Australian media say at least 53 men have been massacred in an escalation of tribal violence in Papua New Guinea. Top police official in the country told Australian Broadcasting Corporation that the men were members of a tribe, their allies and mercenaries who were on their way to attack another tribe when they were ambushed. Police officials said more victims are expected to be found after the attack Sunday in the nation's remote highlands. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the news of the massacre disturbing and said his government was ready to assist Papua New Guinea, which is Australia's nearest neighbor and the largest single recipient of Australian foreign aid. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through cities in Mexico and abroad in what they call a march for democracy. The rally called by Mexico's opposition parties targets the ruling party in advance of June 2nd elections. Demonstrations advocate for free and fair elections and rail against corruption just days after presidential frontrunner Claudia Sheinbaum officially announced her candidacy under the ruling party Morena. Sheinbaum is largely seen as a continuation candidate of Mexico's highly popular populist president Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's adored by many voters who say he bucked the country's elite parties from power in 2018 and represents the working class. Two police officers and a first responder were shot and killed early Sunday, and a third officer was injured at a suburban Minneapolis home in an exchange of gunfire while responding to a call involving an armed man who barricaded himself inside with family. Officials say the suspect in a shooting also died. The shooting in Burnsville claimed the lives of two 27-year-old officers and a 40-year-old first responder. Seven children were inside the home, but officials say the family was able to leave the home safely. City of Burnsville said a police sergeant was hospitalized with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Houston megachurch held a special service on Sunday dedicated to healing and Thanksgiving a week after a woman opened fire in one of its hallways before being gunned down by security officers. His Lakewood Church has not had services since the February 11 shooting that sent worshippers scrambling for safety. On Sunday, Osteen and his wife and members of the church staff who lead Lakewood's Spanish ministry sat in chairs on the stage and spoke about the shooting, how it has impacted Lakewood's community, and how the church has been moving forward. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.